Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield strikes out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Morgan who is chasing the ball. Clancy reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clancy tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive to center field. Morgan throws towards Lind. Lind fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lind. Morgan throws the ball into Lind who tags Barrett trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Barrett moves to second. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Sewell reaches second base with a double. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sewell tags and moves to third. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sewell tags and scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca bunts towards third. Kaum throws towards short. Cecil fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cecil. Fonseca is thrown out after the base hit. Fonseca moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil bunts towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Lind covering, for the out. Metzler moves to second. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to third. Two outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a line drive into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to second. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Metzler strikes out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 0 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Uhel covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Blankenship, and towards Cecil, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship strikes out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunfield. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Hunfield steals second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunfield scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Barrett strikes out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Kamm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Metzler hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fonseca fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-2 in the game. Krause hits a pop-up towards third. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-2 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-2 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ma still strikes out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kamm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kamm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kamm hits a fly ball into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jamison hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-3 in the game. Lind hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind misplays the ball. That's an error on Lind. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Morgan, who is chasing the ball. Cecil reaches third base with a triple. Metzler goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.